Unit 2. Page 25. Listening. Activity 4. Listen again and choose the best option to complete the sentences.
Hello everyone. Last week we talked about the causes of urbanization. Today I'll discuss its advantages and disadvantages. Urbanization can bring about a lot of benefits. It can offer people from rural areas not only opportunities for better paid jobs, but also access to schools, hospitals, and other social services. As a result, people's overall standard of living can improve. People in rural areas tend to be more conservative and follow old-fashioned practices like child marriage and gender discrimination. The process of urbanization can actually change their mindset and help them to accept more progressive ideas. However, there are also some obvious disadvantages. High rates of urbanization can contribute to more crime in big cities. Although many people benefit, not all get the opportunity of a good and stable job. Unemployed people are more likely to engage in robbery, kidnapping, murder, and other illegal activities. Another problem caused by urbanization is the shortage of affordable housing in big cities, which can result in growth of slums with no sanitation or drinking water. In addition, urbanization leads to the shift of the working population from agriculture to industries. Labor shortages in rural areas are likely to result in a decrease in agricultural and food production as well. To sum up, urbanization can bring social and health benefits. However, it also has its own drawbacks. I've only discussed some of them. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to raise them and I'll try my best to answer them.